1 Peter chapter 5. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is an amazing author. The more you learn the Bible, the more astounded you must be at how everything fits together so perfectly. Things that seem insignificant still closely relate to other events and show the truthfulness and the power of Holy Scripture. The Holy Spirit uses simple, everyday things to teach us concepts that are beyond nature, beyond human thinking, beyond this world. Some people scoff at the Bible as a book filled with myths, as they say. But we Christians cherish the Bible because it is the truth, because it is God's word to us. Jesus himself prayed the prayer that we often pray before a sermon. Father, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Scripture is God's truth, telling us through the prophets and apostles what he wants us to believe and do. In our text, Peter uses the metaphor of a roaring lion to describe how the devil wants us not to believe the Bible, that he wants to attack and devour us. It's a picture we can understand. We know lions to be ferocious and powerful animals, even named king of the jungle. Some of the greatest heroes of the Bible faced lions. Samson tore a lion apart with his bare hands. David, as a young shepherd, defended his flock against a bear and a lion. Daniel survived being in the den with hungry lions. And even St. Paul writes about being delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Perhaps they're a metaphor. But they all faced an even fiercer enemy, the one Peter describes in our text, the devil himself, who wanted to destroy their faith and snatch their soul, not just their earthly life, but their eternal life. It's a battle. It's a hunt. And you are the prey. The devil will search for you wherever he can, whenever he can, however he can. Think of what he wants to do. He roars, seeking to devour you. What if he catches you? Think of how strong a lion is, powerful legs to run and to catch the prey, sharp claws to tear it apart, mighty jaws and piercing teeth to devour its catch. That's how the devil wants to tear you apart and devour you, to destroy you. And so St. Peter urges us so strongly, be sober-minded, be serious, be vigilant, be watchful, stay alert, be on the lookout. Your enemy is nearby. Peter says, resist him, be steadfast in faith. Know that the devil is out to get you, but find your safety, your comfort, and your salvation in Christ Jesus. We sometimes take the devil pretty lightly. It's tempting to put the devil in that category of myths and stories that no one really believes anymore, or to think that he really isn't all that powerful. He's just a spirit, so he can't really hurt us. And if that's what we're thinking, he's gotten one step closer to catching us. When we look around and see the difficulties in the world, all the difficulties in our fallen world, it all goes back to the devil, because he is the father of lies, the great tempter who brought evil into this world and is called the prince of this dark world. He is strong. He is powerful, leading people astray in all kinds of directions. He's on the prowl, sending out a mighty roar, wanting to devour you. But if you notice carefully, Peter never actually calls the devil a lion. He says he's like a roaring lion. He wants to be the lion. He wants to be the lion. But he's a fake and he's a phony. He's real enough and he does horrible things. But the true lion is stronger than this dragon, this serpent, this snake in the grass. The devil is defeated by the true lion. Jesus himself said, a stronger one will come and defeat that strong one. And this is again where the Holy Spirit is that marvelous author. Who is the true lion? The first time the word lion is used in the Bible, it refers to Judah, one of the 12 sons of Jacob. In Revelation, the last book of the Bible, we read about the lion of the tribe of Judah, who is also called the root of David. Who descended from the tribe of Judah? Who is hailed as the son of David? In a few weeks on Palm Sunday, we will sing Hosanna to the Son of David, to Jesus, the one who is blessed and comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus is the true Lion of Judah, the real King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the stronger one who defeats the devil, which is what we contemplate during this time of Lent. We contemplate Jesus' suffering and death to defeat the devil and to give us eternal life. As we ponder Jesus' holy passion, we need to keep the devil in mind as well and see how Jesus defeats him in every way. This past Sunday, the first Sunday in Lent, reminds us of Jesus fasting for 40 days and being tempted in the wilderness. The devil tempts him with very enticing things. I'll give you bread because you're hungry. I'll give you, jump down from the temple and see if God will send his angels. I'll give you the kingdoms of the world if you will bow down and worship me. But Jesus instead does what Peter tells us to do. He was sober, he was vigilant, he resisted the devil, he was steadfast in the truth. Even when the devil tried to misuse Scripture, Jesus was the stronger one and made proper use of the Bible to speak the truth and to overcome his temptations. We face temptations from the devil every day, whether we are aware of them or not. We need to heed Peter's words. Be sober, be vigilant, and just as much hear his words, resist the devil, be steadfast in faith. Trust in Christ, who is stronger. Trust in Jesus, who is the lion, who protects and saves you, who defeats the deceiver. And remember what the Holy Spirit also promises in this text. The God of all grace will perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you to his eternal glory. God grant it to each of us for Jesus' sake. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.